were a candidate, I would ask you would please sit right here in these rows in front of us, and there's a reason for that. It's going to make it a lot easier for us to kind of bring folks up quickly and efficiently. My name is Joel Cope, and I'm with the Mableton Improvement Coalition. This is Ron Davis to my right, and he's with the AllCell Community Task Force.
Thank you.
Our two groups are wanting to welcome you tonight to this what is our candidate forum. We put these on every 2 years. This year we are working together again as organizations because obviously most of the candidates who are running for offices are going to be people who are overlapping in their districts, so it made complete sense to do that. We know it's a very popular time of year, and that's why we had to make some various arrangements with the order of folks speaking, because we're trying to accommodate people's schedules, because people said, hey, I want to come to your event, but I got to go to another event, and so we wanted to kind of work with people and try to get folks through. Just so you know, we have asked every candidate who is running for a countywide race, an opponent, or who is running for like a local seat, like a county commissioner, or state senator, or state rep, every single person was invited tonight. We want to make sure that we cast as wide a net as we could have. As you know, we never do federal races, plus probably be very tough to get folks in Congress here anyway with schedules and such. But we always make sure we do that. So if you see a candidate who is not here tonight and you're like, gosh, I was hoping to see him or her, there's a reason. They had either a conflict or some other reason, but it was not because we overlooked them or somehow said, hey, thanks, but don't come up here or whatever. We want to make sure we gave as broad of an area and coverage as we could. The reason we do this is because we want the people who are the voters in this area to get a chance to see who it is that wants to represent them or to be reelected again, as the case may be. And so we strive to make this a very professional event as much as we can. The way we're going to do this is we're going to have note cards, and people will be filling out note cards and passing those up to us. Throughout the debate process, people will come around and get those, and that's where the questions will come from. And we will make sure that the whole time is taken up with questions and answers. The candidates who do not have an opponent, who either that or their opponent cannot make it tonight, those folks will only just come up here and speak. They'll be treated in the same way the judicial candidates are going to speak, which is 90 seconds. I know that sounds brief, but we have a lot of territory to cover tonight, and that's why we're doing it this way. Obviously, in the case of the judicial candidates, obviously, there's only so much that you guys can promise. We realize you can't promise to rule a certain way, make a certain decision, do something very unusual, very specific. So that's another way we honor what you're trying to do. We'd ask that whatever questions people write when they fill out these cards, please make them broad enough that they can all answer, because what we want to do is have questions we can pose to all the candidates who are running that are going to be on the debate stage. They can then you can listen and hear what they say and you can compare and contrast for yourself what they say. Another quick word about the judicial candidates. Two things I think people have a misconception. They think that everyone who's running for judicial position is running against everyone else who's running for judicial, like it's a big giant glom of judicial people. It's not how it works, and I'm sure they'll straighten you out on that point. Secondly, if they say they have a post, and that's what you're going to want to listen to, because a post is a critical thing, it is not a geographical thing, so no one is running for a judicial spot in Mableton, per se. We'd be fine if you did, but that is not how it works. You're all of the whole county. And so we want to make sure that people know that as well, and that'll spare the judicial candidates from having to go through that whole explanation. Just real quick about MIC, and then I will turn it over to Ron or Arlene about ACT. We are, see, our nonprofit group. We're all volunteers. We have no headquarters. We have no building, no staff, no interns. We are all volunteers. We're people who care about the community. We've been around for a number of years. We do everything from candidate forums like you see here tonight to trash pickup, cleaning up streams, economic development. We've gotten federal grants for local parkland, the river that's in the Riverline area. Economic development, like I mentioned, we have like a community garden. I mean, just a lot of different things we do. And these are all things that we care about the community, and we've grown to expand to include the needs of our community as best we are able to do so. But again, we're no different than everybody I'm looking at right now as I'm talking. We're all just regular folks, and we just care enough to get involved and step up the plate and try to do stuff. So we thank you for coming. Your candidates, we thank you for coming tonight. Again, we know that you're very busy. I know that Ron here has some announcements he wants to make and talk about ACT and some other things, so I'm glad to share the microphone.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is Ron Davis. I'm with the ACT ACT AllCell Community Task Force. And actually, what ACT is about is pretty much what MIC is about. We want to improve the community. We're looking for to improve it economically, the education, every aspect of community life. That's what ACT is about. We're about making that better. And we have forums and call to actions. We always at some of the town hall meetings. Most of them, but we're about making the community better. Like Joel said, we're just regular folks. There's nothing special about us, except we share a common passion, and that passion is to make the community better for all. And that's all I have to say.